Drive Time on RTÉ Radio 1, sponsored by Zurich. Protect your family's future with life cover from Zurich. Talk to a financial broker to find out more.
Drive Time on RTÉ Radio 1 with Sarah McInerney and Cormac O'Hara.
With more than 500 special needs assistants and teachers taking leave after being physically injured at school, unions are calling for more to be done in this area. School staff are being forced to take assault leave, as it's called, after being left shaken and afraid in the classroom. With the number of serious incidents being reported on the rise, we're joined by full-time SNA and chair of North Leinster FORSA branch, Carol McSherry. Carol, you're very welcome to the programme.
Thanks very much.
Any SNA I've spoken with are extremely compassionate and really care about the children and regard them rightly as beautiful, but sometimes with complex needs. So to highlight this issue, there must be a serious cause of concern, is there?
Yeah, I think it's important to kind of reiterate that we're not about shaming or targeting children. We really just want to make SNAs aware, first of all, that it shouldn't be part of their job, and secondly, that there are protections in place for them and ways of dealing with this, because it's upsetting for the child as well. Mm-hmm. You know, it's not a good result for anybody.
So what is the concern here? Is it that the number of physical assaults are on the rise, or is it the lack of support?
It can be a mixture of both. You know, we're monitoring it from a union point of view, but what does happen is very often SNAs don't want to report it because they feel they're doing a disservice to the child. When in actual fact, in a way, assault leave is kind of a misnomer. It really is an injury in work. But it's because it's a legal term, that's what's used.
Of assaults are we talking about, Carol? What have you heard of?
Well, I suppose as chair of a branch and my branch fellow branch members and union reps, we're hearing everything from, you know, an odd bite to maybe being pushed over and hurting a back, things like that. So, you know, that can have a life-altering consequences for SNAs.
Yeah, depending, and I'm sure during COVID as well, or just after the COVID period, a bite especially is something that would be frightening. It does, and I don't mean this to come across as callous in any way, and I hope you find the question in the spirit that it's asked, but does it come with the territory of an SNA that you expect sometimes difficulties or challenges like this?
No, what we do find is, look, a once-off incident, it happens, it's fine. But if it's an escalating situation, it needs to be dealt with. There needs to be procedures and protocols put in place to avoid it arising again. Mm-hmm. But that's what we're watching. Once-off things, and like that, the SNAs don't want to be, denigrating the child they work with. But it's upsetting to the child if they get to the point that this happens, or if an accident happens and they push them over.
I do understand that point. You're making the point brilliantly about not vilifying or blaming the child in any way. This is about supporting the SNA and the teacher. What kind of supports are needed then, in your opinion?
First of all, SNAs need to be aware that there is a circular out there that was put in place by the union in 2017 called the Assault Leave Circular. So what is happening is sometimes they aren't aware that they can take assault leave and they go on sick leave and then they can't subsequently switch back and then they lose out. And sometimes they need that time to recuperate and to recover. Mm-hmm. So that's the first thing. We want to get the word out to please take the assault leave, you know, come to the union reps if you need advice on how to do that. Secondly, then, that the school staff work together, SNAs, teachers, principals, the parents and the child all work together and assess why these problems are arising, how can we help the child and what would prevent it in future. And if needs be, more staff for certain times in the day, mm-hmm. for certain events.
Are SNAs leaving the profession because of this?
I don't think they're leaving in great numbers, but I do see SNAs who are older are getting injuries that they're finding very hard to recover from, and they're facing into a future in retirement where they have a lesser quality of life. And I personally find that upsetting.
Mm-hmm. In the situation then, Carol, where an SNA needs to take assault leave, the child or the school is left without the services of that SNA or that teacher for that period. What's the impact then on the children who need them?
Well, there would be substitute SNAs in, but it is disruptive to the school environment. Very much as SNAs and teachers, we work as a team. So if someone has gone for periods of time or if they have to repeatedly go, also obviously you can imagine it's upsetting for the children. So it's not a good result for anybody, really.
Yeah, without question. And you're calling for action then urgently. When do you want things to change, Carol?
We just want to monitor it. We want SNAs to come forward. They're not doing anything wrong by doing that. We want to monitor the situation and hopefully that we can... It's a complex issue. You can't just sort it in 10 minutes, but that we can put procedures in place that this stops happening for everybody.
Okay, look, we'll leave it there for the moment. Thank you very much indeed for talking to us this evening. Carol McSherry, FORSA, SNA representative for North Leinster.